Rent-to-own stores are sometimes the only option for people who want an appliance like a television on a temporary basis. But the stores get expensive if people keep renting for months on end, with the hope that they'll eventually be able to buy. In Wisconsin, stores have to let consumers know what kind of interest rate they'll be paying if they rent to own. The rates can sometimes reach 100% to 300%. The requirement has kept businesses like Texas-based Rent-A-Center out of the state. Company Vice President Chris Korst says it's not fair to post interest rates on the merchandise his business rents.
We don't want an APR disclosure in our contracts, specifically because we are not extending credit to our customers, and our customers know that they're not borrowing to purchase the merchandise. They're renting with the option to purchase.
Rent-A-Center wants the state to drop any requirement that an interest rate be shown. In its place, consumers would be told the weekly rental cost, the overall price should they rent until they own, and how long it would take to buy a product through renting. Rent-A-Center already has more than 2,800 stores throughout the U.S. and Canada. If this measure passes, Korst says it would probably add some more in Wisconsin. That's just what State Senator Glenn Grothman fears. The West Bend Republican says he's usually a free market guy, but the state needs to protect people from rent-to-own businesses.
I think there's some contracts that are just so bad, anybody, if you sat down and spent time with them, would realize that's not a good contract. But you don't have somebody else sitting down with you. All you have is a smooth-talking salesman. And I think then, just as certain real estate contracts, just as certain insurance contracts, the state has to step in and say, this contract is so horrible, we're not going to allow this business to exist.
Wisconsin is one of only three states that make rent-to-own businesses put interest rates on their merchandise. The industry has unsuccessfully fought that requirement in the past. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.